of Over the Edge.
What does the clock say?
Long ago, I had a vague inkling of a machine to travel through time.
Tick-tock.
Young man, you are just suffering from time exposure. You probably have a touch of claustrophobia, too.
But you don't understand. I'm a hopeless case.
Time is a series of events for the mind to experience. When the mind stops, time stops. When the mind stops, time stops.
This is the best of Over the Edge.
1988.
When the mind stops, time
time zones there are in the Soviet Union.
Yes, sir. And,
do you know how many time zones they have?
Yes, sir. Four, no, sir. I never really studied that up.
11.
11. It's not even funny.
11.
11. That's ridiculous.
11.
11. Well, that's what we can do. We can go anywhere because we live here. We can go anywhere else.
But not only the right of free travel, I'm saying 11.
11. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
11.
And I remember. 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 And I remember.
This is the best of Over the Edge. This is the best.
When a moment comes a next duress, the language cluttered up and rude. The words all bend and send our meanings out to lunch. We workmen should respect these tools. Precision movement at the edge, just so. The whole thing waiting to be used.
You're not blaming what happened to that girl on music.
Over the edge.
Don't underestimate this particular kind of music, please.
Linda. Sucking backwards is not for us.
You can't say that.
Sucking backwards?
Sucking?
Sucking backwards.
Sucking, yes.
Sucking.
Right, you can say that.
It's not for us.
No, you can't say that.
You can say walking.
What kind of fool makes fun of the Grim Reaper?
What kind of fool am I? I wish I had that song.
Yeah.
What kind of hell-bound fool?
Thank you, that's beautiful.
I will take my revenge. You.
Robert Goulet. Boy,
why do you make fun
those
of
were the
me
days.
When I can take your soul.
There weren't any devils on the line in those days.
I got good news and bad news, girl.
That's the good news.
It's me again. It is I. I have come back to haunt you.
Don't you have any new jokes?
You are a joke that constantly renews itself.
Your memory is excellent.
I didn't see you guys doing any marathon programs.
Sometimes you take yourself so seriously that you may be annoyed by what you consider the frivolity of other people.
Shut up.
You don't mind being alone and are quite capable of amusing yourself.
Shut up.
You are very suspicious and you examine facts with the utmost care.
Don't let me tell you more.
The leader in cause and effect. And cheerful, because you have a pronounced tendency to be pessimistic.
And the woman said he was crazy. He was walking up and down the bus. He was talking to himself. He was staring at me. And he got up and he put his hand in my face. And my son was trying to stop him. And he jumped off the bus.
Time's up. Time's up for Radio Minus One.
Pull the man out of the cab. Listen, what did you do?
This has been the first installment of Radio Minus One with host Ray Weapons and the Over the Edge Studio Band.
And he said that woman was making faces at me. That woman was going to hit me. That woman was going to hit me. So I jumped off the bus and I ran.
This is kind of a play on words.
Animals.
What kind of words? Hello, people in Berkeley. Crossroads to West Valley.
Hey, are you in Salt Lake City?
Yes, I am.
Hey, did you pick an opportune moment to call? We are doing fake Stone Age archaeology tonight, playing, making a show entirely out of old fake Stone Age shows, of which you are a major participant.
Yikes!
Oh, gosh.
Well, everyone else is hearing you all night long. We're playing you back in the days when you were really obnoxious.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like Suicide Sue.
You're making me feel ashamed.
What do you have to say for yourself? How's everything out there at the Astronomical Observatory?
Beautiful. I've learned how to work on the 3D drawing system of the Digistar.
This is costing me.
Hey, send us one.
Guy.
Can you download something from the back file?
I gotta go.
Not hardly.
I gotta go.
Listen to me.
Send us a printout.
Video.
Can you make printouts of some kind or what?
I can take pictures off the screen.
Yeah.
I don't have the facilities for printouts.
So what actually, now let's be serious, what actually are you doing? I mean, what are these consist of? What do these consist of? Excuse me, my language is all mixed up tonight.
A lot of it's artwork, drawings for planetarium shows. I'm even designing a planetarium show or two. I've always wanted to get involved in a multimedia production like that.
You know what? An aside here, we can also put two phones on the air tonight.
Oh, beautiful, great.
Yeah, there's a new system here, and it's kind of screwy in some ways, but it works.
Oh, great. I can't wait till I move back. And
here, you want to hear one?
Yeah.
There he is. Amazing, huh?
Well, now I know he's not you.
Now we know he's not you.
I always thought you were the ones playing a tee with that guy last.
Gee, I always thought it was you.
He has the absolute psychic ability to phone in whenever I do.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
Listen to me. Are you going to be listening to Radio Moscow next week?
Why?
Because I might be there.
Really?
I'm going to the Soviet Union for a part of a cultural exchange.
How are you going to get on Radio Moscow?
I don't know if I will or not, but they'll probably mention the gathering.
Hey, gee, well, do go there and see if you can pick up any paperweights or anything at all. I would like something from Russia.
I've got a tape of you trying to call Radio Moscow.
We got
tape.
Through. He wasn't there, though.
Right. Celia Friday wasn't quite there.
No, he was there, but they couldn't find him.
Yes, that was the same night where their forces went on high alert because of Reagan's statement about we'd begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Yeah,
you know that
wasn't our fault.
No, but the world was slightly closer to destruction that night. He chose to...
I'm sure C. Elliott calmed them down. He knows the president quite well.
Well, now that you're taping this as well as past productions, people will have a then and now approach to the consciousness of the creature behind this voice.
Yes, or a now and then, to put it another way.
Well, I'm glad that we were able to say greetings to them.
I
play my tapes over the edge programs, and I know that it's a live, thriving entity. Was there another call?
Hey, yep. Hello! Hey, Suicide Man!
Can you hear him?
Mr. Normal?
Yeah.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm surviving and thriving here in the great Salt Valley. Hello there, Johnny.
Hey, how you doing, man? This is great.
This is marvelous. I'm glad you're still around.
Hey, listen.
Too.
Hey, I'm in my car phone. I'm just passing Candlestick.
He doesn't have a car phone. He doesn't have a car.
I swear to God, listen. That's my car.
Honk your horn. Honk your horn.
Did you hear it?
What? Do
Did
it again.
It?
Do it again.
What?
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah, he's a rich guy.
He probably has a little Walkman with a horn.
Look at all this telephone stuff. You lucky guy. You know, they don't carry Nightline here in Salt Lake City. Isn't that terrible?
Hey, Suicide Man!
Yes, Johnny.
Listen,
Hey, Johnny, everybody's looking at you because you're honking your horn for no reason.
I know. Listen, Suicide, send a letter to Don Joyce. Use Don Joyce as the bouncer offer, and Don, you send me a letter, okay? If he sends it to you to bounce back to me.
Okay.
Sort of like a chain letter, huh?
Right, because I want to write Suicide Man a letter, but I have no idea how to find out what his address is.
Well, Suicide Man could give you his address right now, and everybody could write it.
But I'm driving. I can't write it down.
Just send a letter to Don Joyce, and I'll give him postage to send it to me.
Okay. Yeah.
But Johnny, you can't have any of my Soviet souvenirs.
No, it's okay.
I'll be there a week.
Take a picture of a bathroom that doesn't have graffiti in it.
Take a picture of what?
Because all the bathrooms in Moscow, none of them have graffiti.
Oh.
That tells you where they're at.
On the wall.
you know, the first thing that old Sewell's going to do when he gets there
is do some graffiti.
Give him some good old U.S. graffiti.
All right, graffiti rules.
I doubt I'll do anything here that could...
If you do graffiti, you go to the salt mine.
You're lost.
I'm going to switch you over to the Dick and Joan Show, already in progress.
If it's 3 a.m. in San Pablo, you better be on the run.
The perfect wedding coming up.
Every time you answer the phone, it will be me.
The perfect wedding coming up soon with the busy bridesmaids. Patty, Betty, and Debbie. Coming up soon on your radio. About so what's...
Are you going to marry him?
Marry him,
yeah. Yeah, what'd you do with my ohm meter? My dog didn't eat it.
Our radio was done over the edge. KBFA. 1988.
There was... This radio station, I love this town, I love the music we're playing here tonight.
How radio was done may never be done. It's over the edge with Izzy Isn't.
We're right in the middle of 10 in a row. I'm Les Garland. Here comes David Lee Roth. He's climbing your mountain, man. Like living in heaven. Hey, what am I saying? Same thing, isn't it? Here comes the Cure on Y95 as we sit here right in the midst of at least 10 in a row. I can feel them surrounding me. I can feel them taking a hold of my soul. I can feel them getting in my heart and going, hey, guy man, let us rock. Let the man rock. Let the man rock. Y95, you've been wanting to push it, so we should. We should.
Get up on this. Oh, oh, you got the soul. I don't know what I'm doing. Push it. Push it.
Listen up. Listen up, you little Garland soldiers. We got some Garland soldiers out there already, don't we? We've been on for an hour, and I think we got a few fans, maybe two, three. Hey, Y95 official cash call is coming back again this Monday morning with Trey and Bill, so check it out right here on Y95. Here is Tears. R is Tears. You know, grammatically great. G-A-R-L-A-N-D. Les is the first name. Les Garland here on Y95. We're in the middle of 10 in a row. Request lines are burning up tonight.
Otherwise, we're going to show up.
Hey, break channel 13 for Devil.
Well, Zuppy's dead. D-E.
Oh, break him up, shake him up, roll him up, start him up, smoke him up. Hello, copy.
Hey, hello, crazy horse. You got a copy on Grandma.
Hello, Mom. How you doing? Go up to 34.
You might remember this.
Race with a fast race. Dying words, abstract words, crazy words, flying words. He's Sea Dog, the voice of Commander Cullis, skipper of the saucy Sue McGregor, veteran of many a perilous and stormy passage in Any Questions and the Brains Trust. Commander Cullis, I wonder if I could talk to you for a minute.
Oh, well, it all depends what you mean by talk. Do you mean the opening of your mouth and the consequent emission of sounds emanating from your vocal cords, or do you mean the reprint in the listener of the Richard Dimbleby Memorial Lecture on Brian Redhead's traffic bollards?
We who are oppressed love those who fight against oppression and the oppressors. Brothers and sisters, it is with great honor and privilege that I present to you the leader of the Al-Fatah Revolution from Libya, our brother Muammar al-Qaddafi.
Gaddafi. El Gaddafi. El Gaddafi.
I just wanted to talk to you.
Ah, well, that depends on what you mean by you. Are you talking etymologically about me, or are you in the psychological sense referring to the subconscious entity which I call my id?
I'm not quite sure. Perhaps I'd better talk to the purser.
Oh, my God. To be sure, me hearty, me old whingsy bash, but it all depends on what you mean by purser.
I know what I mean by purser. I mean the attractive young lady who's standing in front of me now threatening the herring gulls with an original David Emanuel starting pistol.
And what do you mean by purser?
She's wearing bell-bottom lace knickers and a spinnaker in the most curious of places.
Y95, here they are. Watch you. That's about it for edition 102 of How Radio Was Done, right here on Over the Edge. KPFA, KPFB in Berkeley, KFCF in Fresno, KPFA.org online. Visit us, won't you? Stay tuned right here for the Puzzling Evidence Show, 3 a.m.
Dick Leppard, and I am Les Garland, and this sort of sums up who I am. I'm that guest DJ tonight. The name's Garland, and this says it all. This says it all.
Totally awesome! It's like MTV without pictures!
Hey, I'm the guy who was there once.
To create is divine, to reproduce is human. Man Ray.
Operator, do it.
Strange.
It just shows you that people are people. Some are from outer space, and some are spaced out. But still friends.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to sing. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary ultra atmospheres.
Discovery.com is my guidebook for life. I learned how to plant an herb garden, train my dog, and cure my dandruff.
I learned that most meteors burn up in Earth's atmosphere.
Led Zeppelin, just a band.
band, the Beach Boys, just a band, the Sex Pistols, just a band, the Clash, just a band, Crass, just a band, Minor Threat, just a band, the Cure, we're just a band, the Smiths, just a band, Nirvana, just a band, the Pixies, just a band, Oasis, just a band, Radiohead, just a band, Block.
Sorry, I can't come out, Rape an Ape is on. And that happened every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
One catch pleasure. Push your finger in.
Hook his nose.
Slow down, you're wearing him out.
Hang on tight, he's going to throw you off.
Now, when I saw it, I felt physically sick. But then when I thought about it after, I thought little bits of it made me crack up laughing. And of course now, it's a classic.
I didn't like it, but I wouldn't stop. So as long as the ape wasn't hurt, or if it was hurt, as long as there was some medical help for it afterwards, and it had given its consent or appeared to.
I'm done, you want to have a go?
You can tell by his eyes he wants it.
Oh look, look, he's smiling, he's smiling.
She's smiling.
It was like one of those things like the archers or something, perhaps in the old days, you know, you'd say, oh, there's Rape and Ape, it's that time of day again, and all that kind of thing. It was sort of quite homely. Yeah. It's probably the homeliest rape-based theme tune I can think of.
Rape and Ape.
Rape and Ape, Rape and Ape.
Rape and Ape.
Who's gonna be in the costume? Who's gonna be in the costume?
Up the bum.
Rape, rape, rape and ape, rape and ape.
Rape, 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 rape.
Rape and Ape.
Rape.
But it's one of those things, everyone was singing it.
I mean, I was one of the few people who actually felt slightly uncomfortable with the rape element. I mean, I loved the makeover, I loved the sketches, it was just the end rape.
Feeling run down? Need that power plant check? Well, there are no more parts. Live with it. Remember the antediluvian markers in Final War and Theme War.
All right, General.
In the country of the mind, in the galaxy of the senses, somewhere else in Star Wars.
I would tell you, but the monster, it twisted my arm behind my back until I had to give away the secret of Theme World.
Theme World.
So that's where I was.
Dwelling far off on
my computer brain reviewed the information that I had up there.
Against the inky black. And all
the other dark. Why am I thinking with Hal's voice?
Theme World. Put your mouse on the radio.
I can tell by your voice you don't mean it, boy.
It was said that to have enough would enable the soul to retain its
car.
and Spa, of course, was what we call ectoplasm. They would collect them in the jars of
collectoplasm,
stew.
We used to call it.
Yes, this collectoplasm in the canopic jars was born from
the we put it in jars and made it live again.
Push
it around and give it a name.
Fountains of eternal disuity.
They would make it dance with laser guns.
Doctor, you're getting hot. Cold.
Should I worry about the breakup of the bill?
Yes, because you are your own phone company now. You know that. You are who you call. Haven't you ever heard of anything like that before?
So I can send the bills to myself and the checks to myself, right?
Right.
Okay.
And your statement is your contract. Yeah, and if you don't pay up, you can shut your own phone off.
Well, I own 50% of Bob's shoes.
You've got them?
Yeah, well, the rights to them anyway. You? After death, so to speak.
Oh, you've got the right shoe after death. Okay.
Yeah, you saw that movie. It's nominated for a lot of awards.
Yeah,
the right shoe?
The right shoe? Yeah, I saw that.
Pretty good stuff.
So you all became part of Unitalk, Ameriphone, Tele Yank East, Dixie Vox, U.S. Transpeak, or the Bell Panhandle. So you better memorize their logos.
Ah, yes, this one's just a little tinkling thing on a green background.
Isn't that nice?
Ah, yeah, it's really attractive.
So, and your own logo should not violate these dastard trademarks and wear your design.
This is really a nice one.
Submit your logo for approval to Gary Gabrofram no later than June 1st, 1984.
That's true. My personal telephone logo has a picture of a skirt girl cuddling a little phone in her bosom. Talking nice to it.
I just found out what you're doing.
Okay, I'm not doing anything. I'm trying to hitchhike down to the station so
right.
I can be on the show now. You come by Shack and ask me.
Right, so before the men arrive at your premises, make certain that you have disassembled each telephone registered in your name with the knurled knob wheel on the underside, force one full step past the detente.
Well, let's punch up the next fall guy.
Did he say that on
the
air?
What happened to the commission investigating the assassination of Bob Dodd?
We threw it in a ditch and covered it over with some dirt.
Without having come to any conclusion?
The conclusion?
Yes.
There was a conclusion.
Who did it?
President Reagan sealed the findings of the commission until the year 2573.
It happened in front of over 600 people.
I know. I know who did it.
She knows because she saw the doggy pile after the show.
Well, I know why they did it.
Bob! Bob!
Boy, what happened here, Sid? This place wasn't pushed in, it was pulled out.
It looks something like somebody imploded, you know what I mean? But we've got to keep up with this investigation. Let's see what this so-called caller has to say.
Wires, you know,
things falling, almost hitting the floor, but not quite.
You know.
Why don't you try some of that? We'll be right back.
Yeah, we've got an equalizer down there.
Yeah, it's not loaded right now, though.
Operation is in the hands of a madman, I used to work in a studio.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Yeah, you call that work?
Well, I'm a musician now.
I can tell. It's slow speech. It's third gate.
Well, that's...
Oh, yeah. Come on, ladies. It's not polite. Please, please.
Neutralize him.
Copyrighted music. Copyrighted music.
They're
get
trying
the
to
air.
Communicate with us, I believe. In my country, when they play that song, it means they want you to come out and have sex.
We can scare you to ignorance.
Right, no, we can't put anybody else's show on our show. I'm sorry.
No,
we just have our show here.
Verboten.
Yes.
Now, let's suppose that
I just lost my mind just for about three or four minutes. Okay, but that doesn't absolve you of the responsibility
right
toward those phones in your hand.
Welcome to the Subgenius hour and a half of No
right.
Slack, where
right.
you
yes,
have
you're
to
with
come
us.
In. We
you're
are the willing
you're
users
right
of your carcass on the air.
Do have any poodle sauce recipes?
Yes, that's puzzling evidence.
Get off of her. Get over here and talk on the air.
I do.
It's
like having your
I
own two-minute show. Yeah, I know. No responsibility. You can just go back to sleep while we have to guard the airwaves for people like you. I hope you're responsible enough to fill out those forms. And I hope you've measured the total length, unkinked, of course, of the telephone cord on your premises in inches and divided this figure by 3.5. The resulting number should overmatch your temporary changeover identification digit.
Yes, we're only a figment of the airwaves right now. As we come trying to sneak our way into your little lives.
It feels so good out here in the future.
Trying to grab you and your little radio and,
your little phone. Remember, your phone will ring frequently during this changeover phase. Please do not answer. Ignore smoking, sparking, or vibrating equipment.
I've got a call here at the station.
Don't start it yet?
No,
we're just practicing.
Yeah, if you know that guy. Well, okay, well, what do we put on the bottom of the skis?
Hoorah.
Hoorah, yes, hoorah.
Yes, welcome to the wonderful world of Congolian.
Jess, I'm going to lay down here on a nice, cool panel and watch the girls. And here comes one now. Look, she's wearing a nice coating of mastic. She looks delicious.
Well, I really think we should talk about something here.
Okay, this is
1983. Just imagine.
You're yeah, just imagine. There you are. You're in the Okinawa Soccer International Stadium there, and you've paid over $400 for your front row seat for
unbelievable
band that dare not speak its name's only performance in Japan, the only stop on its entire tour, except for the short visit to the Hilton on Guam.
Right, because the president requested that we go to the Guam Hilton or the Good House of Gaming Hotel down there in Tumon Bay and play, and of course we did. That was last night or the night. Well, they're
yeah, that's the Guam House ahead of good us. Sleeping, always a pleasure to stay there whenever we're in
that's right.
Asia.
Yeah, dude. Nobody could figure it out, but that was it. All of this, was the little song.
Yeah. Well, it seemed to kill all the telephone callers anyway.
Yes. Audience elimination experiments are always a success with the Wotan Doctors. It's a historical fact. We can drive the mosquitoes right out of an Arkansas swamp.
My tax from me.
Yeah, Bob.
Everything hurts.
Totally, that's good morning, Berkeley, Fresno, and all over Central California. You're here with historical Wotan Pain and Slack. Yes, we're going through all kinds of history tonight. So ask any questions. Wotan band that you'd like to try at this time. Okay, let's say, shall we?
Hello, you're on Nice Try Radio. Yeah, nice try.
Okay, there goes the caller swimming away from the building.
And there goes the tune, and there goes the song. Yes, and there goes the evening.
If we have songs we don't like, we put them in a bag, take them to the bridge with a big rock, and throw them in. Floating away, and struggling and trying to get out of the potato sack with bad music. And there he casts his name.
About those guys that are calling and stuff, you know, I don't think you'll have to worry about them because I don't think anybody could really hurt you or anything. I mean, I'm sure somebody's going to come down there and really terrorize you guys or anything. I mean, everybody loves you in California.
What? Yeah. Looking at you, kid.
Naturally, should you be caught tampering with your fingers up to the greasy little elbow in the global cookie jar, our government will cowardly disavow any connection with you and the atrocious terrorist scheme of your crime. This recording will run down.
Mr. President, the Soviets have stated
there I was, sub-genius agent in charge of all of Guam.
I was thrilled.
A whole island. One of the most important intelligence outposts in the Western world. All mine.
We have a caller, but we also have the caller who's patiently asked the question, what does Wotan have to do with the Church of the Sub-Genius?
I gotta spit all I need. I gotta spit real fast. Gotta spit.
Changed to a different
worst
workout.
Bands I've ever heard in my life. I mean, this isn't even no way.
I hear you, that's fine. Where's that scanner? Help us find it.
There they go.
Okay, okay.
Here's somebody that may be able to help you. Hello, Dismal Radio.
Yeah, hi, I'm the scanner. Please program me.
And of course, Puzzling Evidence will be serving coffee and, Yes, in the meantime, though, there are no newts in this part of the jungle. It just right. sparks and scary little people and stuff.
Did you repeat that?
No, I can't. I'm sorry.
I bet all you listeners out there, a bunch of 10-year-olds could do better than this. A bunch of 8-year-olds probably has more imagination than this sorry, tired bunch of... What?
Hey,
hello?
This is Evan Dunn in Palo Alto. I was listening to your show all morning on the way to work through the torrential rains and so forth, and I must say that, it was a fun... I was in stitches all morning.
Okay, you know, my grandmother always said, if you can't
exactly
say something, you can't say everything, you know?
Yeah, well, that's not really good for a I want to say something to all those poor people that,
well, working
that have AIDS.
No, I
poor people?
Well,
we'd be being paid for this.
Well, see, it's working now.
In fact, where's your money? I haven't seen your check cross this desk lately.
Just call your parents because all is not lost.
They will know you're my parents. Leave my parents out of this.
Well, as a parent, you might
not. I've come to California to get away from my parents. They're thousands of miles away, and I...
Well, my friends, this is a question with such enlarged and distended gross ramifications that it's difficult to approach properly and explain with any degree of celerity. But nonetheless, since given the question, we must try.
It helps to understand the theories and tenets of
the mumblings, the spewings, and ravings. of the rug to engulf them.
He's loaded.
Now, cancer is caused by peakness, by boredom and meaninglessness. It can be prevented by action, thrills, sex, even overwork. So, how do you get a healthy, slackful outlook in the face of rampant eco-hell?
You dance around and around and around till you fall down dizzy.
And then all becomes clear.
Right then, we were so miserable.
It stopped all the music.
I would like to invite that little poopy guy to practice ejectile vomiting, or this time put his whole brain...
I know you don't need any of this stuff like what we're talking about.
No, you're living there on your own in this radio hell. There you go again.
Brag.
Nice little radio hell. Oh.
Oh, hey. Well, it's okay, you know.
Maybe it was the one. A little scary vegetables.
Yes. I don't know, a head of lettuce in a wheelchair or something with 15 beautiful carrots surrounding it. I couldn't understand what was going on.
That'd be pretty scary. Hello, squaller.
Yeah, it's stuck. I can't get it out.
Stuff. Turn it sideways. Unlock it. Shake it.
On the other hand, if we choose not to stimulate the trigeminal nerve, watch what happens when we stimulate this nerve. The oculomotor nerve brings spasms of orgasmic pleasure throughout the entire brain.
Let me hook the battery to the tweezers here.
Ha ha! That little brain is doing the limbo under this bar, which is a fluorescent tube, illuminating its interior.
Get a job, get a job.
Nurse?
No, the nurse can't do anything about this one. We're going to have to interact and interfere with Dorsali.
You mean we're on our own? Okay, I have a trick.
You land a C5A in the middle temporal lobe, so you hang on there.
Ladies and gentlemen, the choice is simple.
We are blanketing this area with a smog of strangeness. We are pelting the earth with peculiarities.
Get a job. Sing along, little callers. Gun or a job.
Sick of Bob.
Wotan Band.
Yeah, they killed themselves right after that.
That's right, they spit up on the microphone.
Let's hit the arm. Abby goes to college.
Yeah, this is right before the trial. Yeah, look up, Vic. Look up. Look up. Keep running.
Boy, I think we can manage that.
Slipping and sliding on the wonderful Radio Infinity Hour.
Yeah, by the way, this is July 7th. At, where is it? In Soul Country.
No, it's just up in the Rose Garden.
It's not easy to continue on this show from moment to moment and participate in the nameless mission.
You're listening to Chicago's big mafia mob Nazi station.
Yes, that's right.
And the time is zero. And the band is the area's worst band, the band that dare not speak its name, the band that shouldn't exist, the band that can't play, and the sound is awful.
Hey, don't say that. Bob Nelson just you-know-what-ed on himself.
Remember, you can't park in a parallel time zone.
This lady's reading from the Bob's Yellow Pages that's published by the Philo House of Everything,
the bar
in St. Louis, Missouri.
All are protected under a veneer of eternal, indestructible plastic.
I was on marathon time, and they've been going fast, night, day after day. They haven't had time to clean the air filters and the spark plugs. And the
hello, kitty.
You who are mistaken.
It's Kitty.
Here comes Kitty. Oh, no.
Yes. Of course, Kitty had her own little shirt.
Hello, Kitty.
Frank Jones, my favorite. Which album is this? Omnibus Street.
Oh, boy.
Well, for the second time in 24 hours, we're inside your brain.
Captain
we
Durango.
Don't like it a bit in here. It stinks and it's dirty and gray.
Even Spice is a song.
Yeah,
What in the green hell?
We're seeing the lasering of the dissidents in sectors R and M. The laser acts automatically to forestall aggression. It is proactive and fully automated.
We had Squeaker frozen in my refrigerator all winter.
Now,
this is ancient Gary.
All this stuff in the ancient refrigerator.
Nobody would know that he's
19,
like 75 years old.
Ronald Reagan's polyps were stored there until their unfortunate escape when they broke free, terrorizing a nation.
Little Gary.
The U.S. military was quickly at the scene.
So,
what was the scene of the crime, did you say?
Where they were.
Oh, yes, exactly. You have hit on it. See, locality is everything.
Locality, locality, locality. That's what they always say.
Right, and I always try to get a locality soda, too, to drink instead of a sugary Coca-Cola. Anyway, they set it up, and the fix was in. That's all I have to say. The fix was in.
That was just a.
So I know there's specials. Special listeners face out there.
Oh, they're really special. I mean,
on Hog Vorbis to get
every
the stereo
tour,
feed.
We made it up, and now you have to.
It's
make
an incredible
now,
special
now,
effect.
Yes.
One of our mind-breaking special effects.
This is strange, listening to the past. It's like
astounding.
Co-line of 20 years ago.
But the past itself is a palimpsest through which may briefly be glimpsed.
Because everything is strange.
Signs of laser.
And you're not
going to
go all delusionist on me, are you?
Okay.
Depends.
What's it look like?
Oh, and it may seem impenetrable, but...
No, you can wear them for... These are the new 12-hour
with a slight
depends.
Amount of practice, the active listener can untangle the web and penetrate through the entanglement
most,
to the inner,
most depends
which is
wear
to say,
out after
the earlier
3 or 4 hours.
Layer.
We're having a problem.
Not
you
the new deluxe depends.
And it
the
will not require
the integrity of these new adult diapers holds through out 12 full hours.
There is no complicated machinery to buy. It works
simply
and naturally in your home.
We're really not allowed to
my course in success in sex and real estate will make you...
Outgassing, yes, it has an outgassing
and
mechanism.
I assure
that prevents deadly gas buildup.
Best interest at heart. How do I know? I've received letters from hundreds of eager interested...
You'll say, these are really for me.
Letters that only endorse my...
I like these. They facilitate a long drive.
Sex and real estate.
Kind of feel good all over.
Now, Gary.
So Gary is so old
say,
now.
Gary, help us, Gary.
So old.
Mommy.
Off to the side of the camera and never let go.
The one about the kids.
They said
back
he
when
was
Gary, you know, this is back when Gary was an inspiration to me and you and everybody because if he zoomed off in his truck, it was three albums worth of songs.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
he was an inspiration to me.
Gentlemen, the fix is in.
Everdyne's Black Nutco.
It is in.
Ontario, Canada, wrote in to say this.
I have the name of Dr. Hal.
What's Dr. Hal doing?
What are you saying? I'm in the middle of a broadcast. Why bother me with these things now? Don't we have people to take care of that? Why don't you have your people get in touch with my people and have those people fight it out? You know, I'm a kind of people person myself.
Have anything to say about
Axiom?
Handsome. She's talking about me again.
She's talking about me again. Oh, wait a minute.
She's talking about me.
Handsome, meaning well-formed, well-molded, pleasing to the eye.
I love there's a point at which you and I and Stang and Mrs. Stang and Mrs. Philo are out in the cabin.
You have corrected me in a grave doctrinal error.
Far north of here. And now back a year ago? A year ago.
Yeah.
Far
and
in the northern land.
And a certain Bobby is talking about how he's one of us saved him and
by the wild.
And we all go into this wonderful thing of, no, I saved him. No, I'm sure he meant me. I'm the one who saved him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's some funny things, but I don't want to put them up in case that person would be listening.
Well, what date was that?
Them.
It probably is up.
Go home.
No, no, it's a little movie I took.
Oh, you shot a movie, huh?
He was playing with a tiny baby. He was playing with that baby.
What's going on there?
He did funny things, but I'm worried that...
Yeah.
No people down here.
That's what he's got playing in the background is the tapes playing.
The famous Sebastian was at the event that night.
That's too many voices.
Little Hillian running around. Sebastian Law.
Nobody can keep up with that many different
with the past.
Nobody can. And nobody cares about the past. The past doesn't exist.
Really?
No.
Damn.
You mean no really or no or yes really? Which one, which really do you mean? No really or yes?
Yes, Bod.
More than kind pills?
More than kind pills. And so I made a Bod joke at the Dr. Hal show.
Yeah, did anybody laugh?
That was a Bog
nobody
joke?
Picked up on
they
it.
They didn't
it,
even
it
get
turned
it.
Into somebody's cat's dad.
It said
this
boo.
Guy lost his cat. No, it
he did
Bog.
Not say Bob. There was no... It no. B-O-O, you
see,
know.
See, even now he's...
A B and an right. O are different.
He said boo instead of Bob, and he no. thought he said
it
Bob.
It said, why boo die was the
that's what these
full text of the question.
Show hosts saw. It said, why Bod die?
You oh, know, I
Bod?
See.
Yeah, like the pills.
Oh.
Them more pills, Bod. But I forgot how many he
couldn't
that.
Interpret,
he doesn't know that joke.
He couldn't
but
interpret
it was not a
joke.
D. It didn't have a stem or anything.
It was written.
Resembled
in
an
cryptic,
O.
It was written in the left hand.
Doctorese.
Yeah. Right.
You wrote it in the same language.
We wrote it exactly
doctors
the same language.
Used to write prescriptions.
You know, the way it works is that Chicken gets the question and he reads
well,
it.
I kind of like that. The confusion in translation is one
it's like,
eighth of the show.
What was that game? Telephone, remember?
We yeah, exactly. And the telephone here. In this case that you guys are sitting
yeah,
right there. And it's wonderful because Chicken quit going to school around master's level, you
like,
know, so some words
yeah.
escape his... His,
after he got his third
it's
master.
It's very right.
important message for Dr. Hal.
All right. Dr. Hal,
we'll
here's the important message.
It sounds
we're
like
to
there's
go.
Somebody here with a message for me. Speak up, young
go.
Fella.
Go, son.
Telegram
go,
for rant. Dr. Hal. Telegram for Dr. Hal.
Go, son.
Telegram, if you want to send a message, call no. Western Union. No,
yes,
but seriously.
There is a documentary on that you're going to want to see, Dr. Hal. On
what an
Monday,
elephant was doing in my
on
pajamas on
the channel.
No, but seriously.
It's about a skull that was recently dug up that is a theropod-type dinosaur, but it's twice the size of the largest T-Rex skull ever found.
Where can information about oh this big-headed critter be found?
The History Channel, Sunday at 8 p.m.
But surely if it's on the Gal Dang TV, it can also be found on the Internet.
Google.
Yes, but you'd have to Google it by name.
Yeah, see, I don't
since
know the name of it. I'll have to watch the documentary first.
Well, how about the largest dang airplane-sized pterodactyl you ever...
Oh, I heard about that. The commercial for this says that this T-Rex-type theropod could eat other normal T-Rexes for breakfast, lunch, and or brunch.
So that's what happened. I deeply grieve for this terrible miscarriage of biological justice. But that's a very interesting piece of information and does not surprise me. I've been hip to this sort of thing for a long time.
Hip.
Knowing that
what's,
the
what's
alleged
that growth on your hip,
errors
Dr. Hal?
Caused
what is that
by
appendage
a
that's sticking out of
come
your
from an entire misapplication
rear postal hip area.
Of praxis in scientific and biological mm-hmm. conservatism. And I have made some kind of a study of this.
Special letters.
What we forget is
what?
That like
special
Achilles
letters.
Tortoise, which eternally
oh,
penetrates
yeah.
forward,
we should do those
but
in
never
we should
actually
sit down and do a
reaches
serious reading.
Its ostensible goal.
No, this show's okay.
In the famous paradox of Zeno.
The
forward
first,
progress
the person that used it before
through time
foul breath. There's something
must always
wrong with them.
Be given proper consideration.
Something. It's putrid. It's putrid and fetid in a rotten way.
Rotted and fetid. Beside the rotting river strand, the drooping
now you have to recycle
weep,
those, don't you?
While
here?
Gloomily the gore crows stand, croaking in their sleep. Over the Murlock Mountain.
Law.
Along.
I'm just going to watch TV all day.
Man,
I did watch TV at one point all day last night. This morning,
on YouTube.
Really?
drilling down into my subscribers' favorites.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Through the wood of hanging
and
trees.
And this one I got to show you here. I cannot play it on the air. Because the guy insisted you get out your check.
Hey, I'm getting a call here.
Oh, no.
They're calling. At all times, we have the switchboard lighting up. And,
hello?
Not really related to that. We are also getting phone calls.
It's his mom.
Hello? Hello?
These are the monitors, keeping track of us in our daily lives.
Where? Monsters? Did you say monsters?
No, I said the monitors. Let me introduce you to our leader, the monitor.
I was just looking for that.
Are these the humans you brought, Exeter?
Oh, those monitors. Yeah,
yes,
sorry.
Andover.
Yes, the telephone number to call, in case you don't know.
The Avery Schreiber monitor movie.
Is 510.
You ever seen that one? The monitor is
8-4-8. Schreiber monster movie? 4-4. Monitor?
2-5.
He's the only search point, because I can't remember the title.
That is.
The monitors have lists. I've got at least a list on tape.
They are a clandestine organization.
They are robotic police and overseers of humans. And every time somebody drinks a Coke...
What's that phone number,
Dr. Howe? Their protection says... You can't drink sugar, and you can't eat oatmeal, and you in this long
list.
Well,
we already actually have those.
The monitors. Do you remember that movie?
Yes, it is. 848-4425. In the 510 area code. Dr. Drummond is quite right about that. You must pay attention when he tells you that that number is 848-4425.
Hello, Meteor.
If you'll call us in the 510 area code.
If you're at the home office now.
We're ready to spill for you some awesome revelations about a false Michael Pepe.
Particularly if you're from the home office. Call from the home office on 510-848-4425. Actually, it's
and that's where the large demonstration was held the other day in favor of J.R. Bob
Drummondian Harrison.
Oh, here we go. Now we have a caller.
There is the home office checks in.
Just listen to that feline purr.
Why I do this or something like that, but the only answer I've got is, well, somebody has to do this.
The head honcho was not Avery Schreiber.
Of having to start it, you know? Some people don't know how to react.
Some people hiss like snakes.
Maybe they are thinking that
other people
are
snakes. Oh, yes. Hello. We are
here. We're having a big party. Just join in, have a drink of liquid slack.
And a coconut cream pie.
Wait a minute. We're talking nonsense?
You're talking nonsense?
Are you sure? It's supposed to make sense.
It's supposed
I'm like a snake.
Oh, wait, I better check the music here.
You are like a snake. Yes, that
where's
is
the kitty go?
In a fundamental way, you are
have
indeed
a
like
on me.
A snake. The reason for this lies in the science of comparative anatomy.
No, I'd like to know what you know about
all vertebrate organisms
about
are
what?
Constructed on the same bowel plan.
About eternity? Well, I tell you.
So be it. Bat,
foul, beast, begone. Methamphetamines.
Now, there's nothing the matter with beets. They are nutritious.
Beets with amphetamines.
Well, you take the beet and you beat it slightly to remove the dust, and then you slide the crust off with your fingers. This is very important. And then, getting your fingers red as the proverbial beet, which it is, you drop the beetling in the boiling biddle water. And finally, you add a slice of lemon, a couple tons of salsa, some strawberry ice cream, and it's great.
Dr. Howe.
Furthermore, my course in success in sex and real estate will allow you to become more comfortable with yourself, more at home in your own body. And you'll find yourself capable of feats of strength and understanding
yes,
that
really?
You never dreamed
I can diddle my
possible.
iPhone.
We all want that.
I don't know. I'm just calling
just follow the 47-step plan, which is available in the first of my award-winning
here is your campaign. Message.
The false Michael Pepe appears as prophesied in the book of drones so long ago. But they said that there would be a false Michael. Well,
hello?
That's false Michael.
Are we still
is clearly
on the air?
The false Michael Pepe, who
he's trying hard
appeared.
To be the false Michael
Are we
he
on the air?
He doesn't have to try.
Hello?
He is. He embodies this anti-Pepe
like
quality.
See?
The strange duality. The universe kicks up strange sports
hey,
and mysterious
he said
mutants.
He's really lousy.
I'm trying to get my yo-yo to sleep, but
that hurts my radio feelings.
Really?
Taking a yo-yo to sleep?
Feelings.
I don't recommend that.
Doesn't hurt
no.
my regular feelings.
Don't take
there,
a yo-yo to
no,
sleep.
That's, well, also,
I
totally,
also strongly
totally different.
Recommend against it's yo-yo dieting. Though.
I'm a homebound kitty, meow.
Give her a tuna.
Yeah, totally different parameters.
And how about
so
a cat
sad.
Treat,
the real feelings
ma'am?
Don't, can't enter the buildings. Real people's feelings can't
what
enter the buildings.
What should I do if I get shot up to methamphetamines? How can I get to sleep?
Now, my cat
oh,
was really
that.
Fond of cat treats at
you
first, after I opened the package, but very
don't
quickly she lost interest in them because they have to be absolutely fresh to tempt the feline palate. Then they catch little mice, too. And they bite them in half and leave one half at the bottom of the stairs just as the police come over because of a strange threat from a certain person. And there was never half a bloody mouse on the floor before, but there was just because the police had arrived.
Now she's dragging a two-headed heart swan.
A two-headed dragon?
It's a swan.
Booby swan. Well, I swan. I must be getting on.
I swan.
I swan. I swan.
I'm searching.
The flyers for my little art show on Saturday.
They're yeah, right in front of me.
Yeah, we're going to do the swan art. So I'm drawing swans.
Yeah, you should talk
right
about
now,
that.
Two-headed swan.
Why don't you tell our listeners about this art show?
When? It's a swan day.
A salon?
Swan.
Oh, a swan. A swan day.
Like third, but it supports women artists now. So we are to be supporting the ladies. So I like to support the ladies myself and the women's and all them. And I like to draw swans.
That's at www.swanday.org.
And it's at the old railroad station in Martinez, which is why I wanted to do it, because it's a really cool old building.
606 Ferry Street.
Yes, neat old building by the waterfront on a beautiful sunny day with live performances out in front of the station. And
out in front?
Ladies' art inside, yeah.
Now, what kind of performances might those be?
I think there's a belly dancer.
Uh-huh.
Musical acts and some dance performance troupe thingy.
Oh, okay.
Nobody I really know much of because they're local, and being a Martinez recluse, I haven't ventured out into that world too much yet.
Well, it's the
this is my coming out. I'm coming out in Martinez after being here for 3 years.
Well, it looks like a interesting show.
Yes, morphing images
and,
of Bone Tree days.
The Bone Tree is always
bone tree
impressive
to the ocean
to see.
Where it never could have been moved.
No.
At least not very easily.
It wouldn't be desirable.
I had a whole fun day with the center of Burning Man one day when they asked me to take my ranger car and move the Bone Tree from down by in Gerlach.
But it could move on its own, could it not?
Well, the one thing is it can't move legally on a highway. So it took me a few hours to say, no, I don't really want to get busted out there with all these state troopers running around at Burning Man and me dragging the Bone Tree at 3 miles an hour on the highway.
No, that would not be good.
And it's not, yeah, it's not, it's possible to do, but you do it at
yeah.
night. You do it when nobody cares. It's a huge structure. You do it very slowly and carefully, which I'm sure they did. Where's the Bone Tree now?
Well, I believe it's still out in 80 Acres Ranch, but I don't know.
Oh, it probably is, yeah, of course.
But that night, of course, was just so crazy. You know, when I got to Burning Man, having been practicing the Bone Tree performance with my dance troupe, and they rented an RV and were already out there, not knowing where I was, because we blew a tire on the way, of course, and then to get out there and the Bone Tree wasn't there, and I was going there for the press meeting with all the different magazines and all that, and I got there right in time, and like, I ran up to Larry Harvey as soon as I got there. I'm like, where's the Bone Tree? He said, they weren't able to bring it. And it was like, oh my God. And that was crazy, because right after that, I freaked out and I started screaming and a whiteout hit, and it lasted for like 3 days, didn't it?
That was in 2000.
That's like, a long time.
And I ran out to the desert and ran out to Dana Alden.
Yeah, that's, I was just talking about that, too.
And we huddled together underneath the thinker made of books.
Yeah,
crying.
Yeah, Flash's thing. That Flash built, yes.
Well, that's what Burning Man's all about.
And Dana built.
Yeah. It's always and Dana.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But that never shows up.
It was really Dana's project. And
that never shows up in the
helped.
Credits. Yeah. Yeah, but that was, I was just telling somebody about that, where Ivan Stang turned to me and asked me for this old 40s tripod that I have. And I said, sure, it's sunny, beautiful, Saturday. And he goes out with his camera, and 3 hours later, I think it was 3 or 4 hours later, he made it back to the RV somehow in that storm. And we all have pictures of that, where he looks like this Iceman.
Oh, because it was in his beard, his long
amazing, yeah. Amazing. And my tripod was completely shut down.
Yeah, he was out around the... He came out and rescued Dana and I from the dust storm at some point, and we were all completely...
Yeah,
that
was
ice
great
people.
Storm. Yeah,
it's great if you can get away from it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's almost deadly if you're of fair descent and have sensitive skin and get completely inundated in it.
Not to mention the effects on the body of breathing a couple of gallons of that dust, which you might end up doing if you're caught.
Oh, yes. It's not for the faint.
That's right. Well, you see, that's the legacy of John Law, starting that whole thing in a place which is deliberately almost impossible to be in, you know, just
exactly
for the sake of the challenge
be.
Of a hard time.
And it's still, to me, that's one of the major appeals, is people can at least go out there and have the faux experience of being in the desert. I can't find no water. I'm going to have to walk 12 feet.
Yeah, I know, it's hard on some.
Well, the other thing was, early on, Bogman had it right, too. The sad part is, the sad truth is that people like Chuck Sereno's attention will inevitably bring hundreds of people up there. And that's what happened. The playa is now, you know, you're never... Actually, until the
at
gas...
At least it got wet out there. And so there won't be those horrible dust storms this time like there were the last 2 years. It got nice and soaked and saturated.
This year?
Yes.
Ah, so the drought is perhaps coming to an end, or...
Oh, I don't know about that. That's just some local...
No, it's just
the drought is a long-term trend.
You mean all the people who were peeing on it soaked it down from last year?
Well, that isn't where it came from.
Yeah, someday there'll just be a bulge of urine at the end of the
mythopoetic view that rain is the urination of the gods.
Well, don't forget that we better start sniffing up our own farts to reduce our carbon.
To inflate balloons and break the cycle of wind dependency.
Ah, that's a good one, yes. But balloons aren't PC either, of course. So
no, they aren't. They are ineligible rubber. And,
inflate some kind of little tank that you could attach to your car then and power it.
Of course, balloons could be animal bladders or other natural
objects. From animals that died natural deaths.
Yes,
perhaps they might be more profitably spun out of methyl cellulose.
Balloons.
The offshoots of the vegetable industry.
Or we can make about a cornstarch.
Fart car! It's not an art car, it's a fart car, of course!
To tell the truth,
that
you can make a balloon out of a paper bag if you do it right. Just to create a little hot air in there. And now,
mindless pop. Well, that's what the show's turned into.
It's the Groovadelics with their new album.
Just another sunny Sunday.
Just another sunny Sunday.
Or
49 on the charts. Climbing.
Pick up a hitchhiker on the way.
It's great to be here.
Is that a hitchhiker holding a knife?
There's magic in
did you pick him up?
I thought you picked him up.
I'm afraid I didn't pick up anything except my cues.
Yeah, I was wondering.
But
what
I
that
got picked up.
Was
yeah, they
the
stopped
car.
To pick us up, all right.
The stoke,
the
funniest part.
Spelunky, another ride.
Now the show that we can't talk about. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to say it because
say
it's
it.
Actually illegal by KPFA standards. But the funniest part
illegal?
Was after.
It's next week.
I can't
right?
wait to listen to the video. Actually,
on
after Dr. Hal.
No, yeah, during Dr. Hal. Where you did that thing.
I
and
did
at
a
one
thing?
Point, yeah. At one point, we showed the movie, and there were a few questions. questions into it. And then you said, did we show the movie already?
I did that deliberately.
Well, that was wonderful because it really brought that up.
That was an act. That was a gag.
That was
good.
You did that really well, too.
Yeah, it was well,
very believable.
It was a very funny show.
Well, I assure you, it was all artificial.
It was a gassy show.
It's just a nightclub kind of act, folks.
That's for sure. And you can see it on YouTube, or maybe you will be able to see it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Except I don't know how good it is to post pictures online.
No, it's funny. You
me doing something that's well.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll even. Right, I agree with that.
Risque?
Sort of, in the new, well, international sense. I mean, it goes out to everybody in the world. You have to always
Man. I mean, how much do you want to reveal?
I was even talking to the mother of the young child, saying, you know about this subgenius thing, you know, that happened over here. Just so you're aware that the weirdest people pick up on their slant on things.
They say the darndest things.
Thank goodness for those weirdest people.
Well, I like the weirdest people. I'm talking about the people who start what's her name? The subgenius child custody case. And I was talking about Spy having Lucky on the show, saying, you know, should I put him in this YouTube thing? Because I don't know how that works as far as...
His dad was actually there while we were getting ready. So
yeah, it's just another example they can use in court of a subgenius indoctrinated child.
Sebastian Law was there, and I...
Oh, really?
I hope he and Lucky got together to create some mischief on their own special... Tonight at the Whatchamacallit show.
What was it?
The benefit show that I did tonight for Spy and Moses to get them over to Albania and so forth and
I
so on.
I saw that at the last minute. But
at Ritual Roasters.
I wish I could have gone to see Nerveless Wound at the Great American Music Hall
tonight.
That's
what it was, yeah.
If anybody out there has seen the show and wants to call in and talk about it, I'd love to
die
with envy.
One thing we did was a recapitulation of the Odyssey being enacted by two clowns. And then there was the
David Apocalypse
performance that shocked parents with its use of profane words.
A minute or something.
Was it a magic thing?
First he told a story about the Hindenburg.
So you
not
hear
related
stuff on the phone,
to it's just a strange
minute.
Coincidence.
Right. That would have been fun to have on tape.
And it has a place where the announcer bursts into a streak of profane language that
blue words.
It's quite blue, and when for some reason there are little urchins running around, concerned mothers are upset that David Apocalypse is up there cussing a blue streak. They didn't seem that upset, but maybe they weren't there when later on he pounded ice picks into his nose and did his human blockhead routine.
Oh, so there's going to be children there?
Well, there were children there, Philo. This is an event which has happened in the past.
Yeah, you're going back to the past.
We are not planning the future. Right. Now. But if you want to see me as the cabin boy on the Hindenburg, then come to Amnesia
on the 29th of... I just want to let you know that my recitation is somewhat blue.
They have been. I did one that was somewhat blue.
This one is beyond. It's like dark, dark blue.
I recited among the poems. I recited the poem in a prominent bar in Secaucus one day by X.J. Kennedy.
Oh, man.
Which has
any recitation read or heard thus far.
What about recitations heard?
Not just foul language. It would be twisted foul language.
Fair or foul?
Not normal foul language.
Back to the foul. I just made an eyeball.
The bird is the word. Eyeball, you ball, he, she, or it ball. We ball, you ball.
And the way you're going at those gaseous noises. There's no telling what's happened to your trousers.
Well, we do have a scene in our Hindenburg play where they vent wind and it makes a familiar low comedy sound. But they've also got one of the puppets that looks like Adolf Schicklgruber, who's supposed to be on the Hindenburg.
Really?
Yes.
Wait a minute, he's not on the hang.
I know, but
that's okay.
These gals just thought it would be.
No, and it's exactly right. You know, there's a moment at which a young man turned to me at one point during one of those Hitler rage mishmashes.
Yeah.
And said, "Who's the old guy?"
Yes, I know. They don't know they're Hitler anymore.
Yeah, even they just Hitler. Can't keep up with the Hitler.
Can you imagine just if he disappears into who's the mud? Hitler? The guy that fought Jesus on the moon.
Oh, yeah, with one looker yeah. and the power
and
to
the
heal.
Flying and one wish from the center of the earth, the hollow earth. From whose darkness issues the Nazi hell creatures.
I just watched a great YouTube tape explaining why I should believe in Nazi UFOs versus... what was the other part?
Hotsy, Totsy, another Nazi.
Explained
another Nazi UFO conspiracy.
Why I should believe in God.
From the hollow earth.
And there are amazing ones. Of people
you
pretending
see,
to be Christians.
It's hollow.
Explaining
inside.
Things.
And, uh-huh.
and the Nazis
so
have established
cool.
their
you
empire.
Can't, you can't trust nobody on religion on TV. You used to be able to trust the guy on TV talking about religion.
Refueling station.
I saw
at
early
the South
Genius
Pole,
broadcasts. I could trust them.
Where the polar opening.
I've seen Bob. I don't need to see anything else. I trust the man with the dots on his face.
Yeah.
Bob
what else
dots?
Do I need? Why do I need the internet or anything? I just look at the face and go, yeah.
That's
yeah,
right, my son.
And this
it's
great
Bob
wave of pleasurable euphoria engulfs my entire
forget
being.
Forget the interweb.
I
only
don't need
Bob's
the interwebs.
Face.
All I need is Bob's
necessary.
Face.
Oh, look, his Overman head is growing.
All I do what I do
behold
because
the
Bob
face
told
of
me
Bob.
To.
This glinting assemblage of
yes.
brilliant dots. This strange.
Oh, yes, it's so easy.
I was talking
it's
about
so
Overman.
Easy.
His head was
in the future.
Just look, friends.
Once you've given yourself
on
to
the
Bob,
right side
you don't have
Bob's
to worry about
head,
that.
Which is his left side.
Mash that
how the
helter skelter humdrum
in
world. A go-go society that's breathing down
side,
your neck and
a slab-like
forcing
line
you into decision after
found.
Decision, consumption
yet,
after consumption.
Taken together, these
materialism
two sides
falling in on itself like an ever-entropulated
cancel each other out
loop.
And produce an overall impression of
loop.
Regularity and even normalcy.
And all you needed was
and
just
so
a
it is
guru.
Through all the entire
know.
Area of Bob's face. The Dobbsian visage.
You look at his face and you know it's beyond reason.
Contains
it's beyond science.
Face beyond
asymmetric
it's a
values.
Face beyond reason.
But
it's a face beyond science and
gestalt,
orgasm.
Which reinforces
you can't,
a concept of regularity
right, it's
or normalcy.
Completely so regular that it becomes, it engulfs you.
It matters not that Bob's and mouth is crooked and his nose you. Is misshapen.
Or his eyes are off center.
Oh,
that doesn't
man.
Matter.
I wish you hadn't pointed that out.
It doesn't matter that he has a big crusty booger hanging in one nostril.
What?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, man. It matters
doesn't
to me.
Make a difference. It don't mean nothing. Don't mean nothing.
As one of his friends on YouTube. That would be so embarrassing.
It doesn't matter that he had any kind of a relationship with third world country leaders. Doesn't matter.
First
it doesn't
Kim
matter
Il-sung and then Kim Jong-il.
It doesn't matter, though.
What happens
because
is
he's
we
Bob.
Just don't hang out with him because you like swing music.
There's only one thing.
That's right. How do you like to go up in a
have
swing?
Have you seen the dots
up
on his
air,
nose as
blue.
Opposed to the dots on the top of his
so
forehead?
So somebody got probably
Bob
many.
Bob dots. Dots on the top. Dots incredible, folks.
Dots incredible.
Did you ever
that's
wonder
you
how he had such
stage,
a flawless face?
Why
is Bob's face so beautiful?
Why Bob die?
Few people can understand the beauty of Bob's face. They look and gaze into it. They
the
feel the feeling
of Bob's
euphoria.
Oh, the
they don't know why they feel the euphoria.
Oh,
they associate
that.
It with
I
orgasm.
I have seen Bob's
the next
face
thing you know,
tattooed on a young woman's
really?
Bombosity.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I saw Bob tattooed on a man's
that
back. His entire back had a Bob head on
oh,
it.
Oh, good Lord.
Have you seen that one?
No.
Like the
I
white
know.
Power.
His whole back is covered
so
in a giant Bob head.
Well,
oh, yeah.
You saw that one?
On video. I don't want to get too close to that.
So large
it's amazing.
That now,
yeah.
Like,
it is amazing.
It's not just a little Bob head.
And so
it also means that when he dies,
and he's a big guy.
Ivan Stank, yeah.
He'll have a hide, a big hide
body when he dies.
Yeah, he's going to will his back to give
he'll
to
say,
Bob.
Hi there.
To Bob. I mean, to
stay. Hello, Bob.
It's really
one of those
incredible.
Bob
heads.
It's me.
When you think about
and I
the
need
joke.
To talk again.
Yeah.
And then and then the reality.
No, he wanted to also be able to say, no, I got the biggest bob head of all.
Tattooed on my back.
And he's a big guy. He's like,
yeah, my head's bigger than yours.
He's like 300 pounds.
My head's larger than yours.
And those poor people, do they still wrestle on sheets of plastic in the New York Dew?
I haven't seen them do it, but I guess I didn't bother to go over there. They might have been doing it for all I know.
They're covered in oil now.
Otherwise occupied.
Oh, good, but they still come down on that same hard earth.
I think so, and if they're young people, they can be resilient and crash themselves down on the ground to show their devotion to the gods.
It's not hard
but
earth
I
like
feel
it is
that,
here in California.
It's
it
my better part
on that earth
to
from time to time, and so it stays mushier and spongier. It has long, luxurious, verdant grass on it.
Ah, yes.
Because they don't mow it often.
Charles Grassley, Grassy Knoll.
I feel all dizzy.
I do too.
Walt Disney.
The gas is accumulating.
Gas, boys, gas. Industrial Strength Church.
That's what we've got here for you. It's sizzling hot fantasy.
Sizzling hot.
It's your sub G spot.
Really?
One thing they had.
I was
at
just
the,
dozing off here.
The show where
it's
I was.
It's almost 4:10 in the morning, and
just,
let's see, call 8.
Doing
four,
a bifurcated performance. They had a booth where you could come in and
I
see.
I forget the last number.
Your sub G spot?
Live naked chicks.
8.
Where was that?
At the show that I was just doing in San Francisco.
Oh, I've never been to a place that had live naked chicks.
Well, Mark Perez was in charge of that attraction. And when you went in and you had to pay, of course, since the whole thing was a benefit, you were shown live naked chicks. Only I would have called them pullets, since they were past the chick stage, although still obviously juvenile.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. I kind of assumed that.
Yeah, well,
8, 4, 2.
Chicken John. Type
I would like to just
the
drop them and show you this sucker.
Does anybody remember what the last number is? 848-442.
This is not some lousy gimmick to make you feel inferior and reproductively ambiguous.
Feeling inferior or reproductively ambiguous? Call area code 510-848-4425. It's the real thing.
You'll know
and by the way, I do have to warn you, it will make you freak.
It'll make you freak out!
It will.
This spot transcends sexual alignment. It doesn't make any difference what your gender or persuasion is.
It only makes a difference if you choose to lead a life which some individuals might designate as extreme.
As sure as you were born with the cognitive urge to crap your pants, you will call the show.
If the bombs start falling and the plagues are released before schedule, America will revert to barbarism.
The show
has
better, more sophisticated sex herd.
72% of the population will become what we would now call outlaws.
Show now.
And only the remaining 28% will remain law-abiding citizens.
Call now and unlock the secret to a better orgasm.
Don't be a sap. Waste no time in turning rogue. Immediately gang up with your most trusted friends and followers, form a band of nomad raiders, and start marauding. You will find it much easier than you might expect to be an outlaw chieftain stealing fodder from wimps in the total absence of law. The cops will be doing the same thing you are. Terrorize your way across country and arrive as soon as possible in Dallas, Texas, where all end-time allegiances or subgeniuses will converge in any terminal emergency. Of course, would we say Cleveland, Ohio today, Philo?
What's that?
Would we say Cleveland, Ohio instead of Dallas, Texas?
We'd say Cleveland High.
It seems that one must move with the times. It never somehow seems the same to me. Dallas, Texas was so perfect, but then Jesus lost the post office.
Oh, you're so 1985. Oh, there we go.
Look, a new birth
it's a little
in this
mermaid.
World. A little mermaid.
And it will make you free.
Past the shore on the foamy beach.
This is going to make you free.
Yeah, we're okay. We're doing chill.
and look at that little thing in there. That's like a little... It's a seahorse.
Hello, you're on the air now.
Okay, you're on the air now.
So you are on the air now, and the music seahorse plays and everything. And you go to page 93 in the screen.
Is Chaos McBob still there?
Of the oceanic litter.
52% of the listeners are Naked Chicken John.
Here is a seahorse going about its daily business.
48% of the callers are completely disgusted by that.
Nope, the protuberant dolphin.
Yeah. And 12% of the people that go to the shows are disgusted by
the
that.
Characteristic,
but see, the weird thing is, 7% are really turned on by it.
Hippocampus gutulatus. Suborder thoracostei. Order gastiosti formis. Formis, rather. Family synaphidae.
After is caressing her sub-G spot...
This is her nippers.
Taxonomy.
Her nippers.
Classification under the Linnaean
system.
She
was caressing her nippers.
Breast as the swan is kissing her on the lips. It's got a nice, smooth, hard, long beak.
Oh, goodness,
well,
it's beaky.
Another 12%. It's quite phallic.
12% of all Americans find this to be an unacceptable phallic symbol.
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll make you...
You'll kiss nine
fall
bucks
down
goodbye.
On the floor and
oh, yeah, right.
Kiss your ass.
Yes, you will. You'll kowtow and bow to Jesus. But it'll be too late because you will have made the wrong decision and avoided the obvious
demolition derby
subgenius
and
principles
caravans.
And advanced doctrine.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
My own,
And maybe you'll get over
it.
Patented.
How much fun that would be.
Parent approved course in success in real estate and sex. So, hop to another topic, like a hoppy toad hopping in a swamp from
professional
lily
wrestling.
Pad to lily pad, from stone
and
to
trailer,
stone,
trailer
avoiding the snappity claws of Mr. Crayfish and the lunge of Mr. Subaqueous.
I saw one where, you know, the ideal thing is where you want to
inanely aggressive insects, and worst of all, the human children throwing rocks and hillbillies attempting to get frogs.
The one guy makes it through, but the other guy smashes the trailer.
Nature's burden a little bit
completely knocks it
too much to bear.
Of course, he's pulling a trailer.
Right. Yeah, John Guy.
Now, I'm going to take you back a few nights ago to when we developed a business strategy, which I think you'll find will help you as soon as you join up with the program. Say, that was a very entertaining trailer that you just showed me. Ended up on its side. You know, that's terribly expensive, but makes good footage.
There's a funny one on YouTube that I'm playing right now. It's, they gave a squad of British commandos acid, LSD.
Who are they in this case? They gave the Tommies LSD,
and had to be removed.
And here it is.
After 35 minutes, one of the radio operators had become incapable of using his set, and the efficiency of the rocket...
But these British soldiers freaking out on LSD have rocket launchers and machine guns.
None of which are armed.
The bazookas aren't armed.
But they've got rifles.
They didn't give them live ammo?
Oh, no.
Almost immediately, the section commander tried to use a map to find the location of troop headquarters, and the prisoner's escort had to have the way pointed out to him, although it was in plain sight, 700 yards away over open country.
Well, I've been an answer.
50 minutes
like
after
that.
Taking the drug, radio communication
and they
had
just
become
start,
difficult.
They break down into laughter, which was
the men are so capable of sustained physical effort.
You see, they're a laughing hilariously.
They got the radio cord wrapped around the tree, and
this is why the authorities continue to fight drugs, because drugs make you laugh at authority. Drugs make you relax and unplug out of the system.
Admitting that he could
and
no
the
longer
authority
control
cannot stand
his men.
That happened to you. That you lose in an instant your viability as a citizen.
He himself,
and that's the word is.
Well, there it was. British soldiers freaking out on LSD. Another
you'll
interesting
laugh, you'll cry,
YouTube
you'll wet your pants
video. I see there's one here called Kid on LSD. Why'd they give a kid LSD?
Being a kid is kind of like kids some LSD.
When you're a kid, you're kind of like on LSD anyway.
When you're a kid, you're
everything
all
is
you
so
want to
intense
do is get
and
high.
Meaningful.
At least that's some kids I know knew that.
Oh, all humans then. Want to get high in their own way.
Yes, it's the search for soma.
Not
the
bad,
search for
a release
or a vacation from the normal sort of consciousness. To alter your consciousness is to be able to get away from it or try something different. So one is more refreshed when one returns to one's accustomed method of being. But, of course, to alter one's consciousness is to escape state control.
And
no, all wars on drugs are wars on people.
And
drugs are inert substances. Indeed, the effects they cause are not from them, but simply from the responses already inherent in those who take them, which are triggered by the catalytic aspect of pharmaceutical preparations.
Thank you, Dr. Howe.
Now, in my course in Success in Sex and Real Estate, I'll show you how those doggy diner heads can be used in the bedroom to bring sexual reconciliation between you and your mate. It's easy, and my 27-step plan will help you along through titillating side effects and a special video which will arrive for a slight gratuity.
Here, catch. I saw a TV show where a guy was shooting these things. It was
your mailman will flip it through your mail slot and,
HR
nice
popping stuff.
A guy was shooting these things and they would stick in people's heads like this.
Hey, cut that out.
That would be cool.
Knowledge kills.
Launch that fast enough.
It's a sharp little CD.
Knowledge is
and you can do it on a laptop and shoot out of it.
Your arm is only what you
make. Yeah, your laptop just looks like a regular laptop, but it has a CD gun in the end of it, you know? That
my laptop doesn't have
and the other
top.
Gun, end of the gun, there's, I mean, the laptop. It's a CD knife.
Come on,
look
a plan
that
though.
It
shoots knives and stuff, shoots bullets.
To celebrate the 420 moment for those of you that understand.
The 420 moment, is that when the 420 guy...
Their brainwaves blow out like missiles in the night sky.
There he goes, zooming along to a new life.
Zooming up the volcanic ash.
John Ashcroft.
With his crap top. Speeding along
got
the highway.
A whole slideshow in there.
Oh, that's military school.
So it is.
Looks like the 1800s. I love that shot. I'm going to leave it. There's probably some fun stuff to look at.
Well, look, it's Bishop Joey, who, of course, we're going to see a lot of because St. Stupid's Day will arrive on the 1st of April. Everyone should assemble at the near the Valancourt Fountain. Isn't that correct to say, Doug? So
that's the place.
That's what's going to happen. And believe me, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. We're all going to be there. We don't march to the park, but we do take an interesting route through downtown San Francisco.
And we try to get people to quit their jobs. And this year, I believe, everybody will be handed pink slips. Everyone we meet.
Pink slips, eh?
Yep. Everybody's out of work.
That is apropos.
Everybody, so if you go to the parade, you'll probably be fired.
When we played on the parade.
And always check the comments, because I like to leave comments, too. To the point where the
place
conspiracy
comments
says,
in comments
if I try to
folder.
Send videos, I guess I've sent so many, it says, please wait. And they won't let you send anymore for a long time.
Now, I forwarded
and
you a certain
and go away and
email
forget.
Message.
Oh,
right,
I didn't know about that. I had done that.
Please wait.
Did you get that email
I
message I forwarded you? The one about...
the high quality.
Yeah, you have to watch in high quality.
That happens to a lot of videos. And as soon as I see it, I take the thing down, retry, and it always is okay the next time.
Oh,
so that's
reboot,
so weird, though.
Eh?
It's so first... And I know a lot of people don't check their videos. Sometimes you can down-upload to YouTube.
Down-upload?
Your regular quality one won't play, but your high quality one will. And if you don't know to press the high quality, you're just out of luck.
Well, it's true, but I did pass that recommendation along. And
yeah, but just to mention to people, it's a strange world we're in, all right? It's just weird. I'm trying to concentrate.
By the way, the French movie is not going to be shown at
Braveheart. Sorry. What happened?
He decided to take it somewhere else, but as you saw, the Daffy Duck cartoon, which we showed on the same equipment without changing the settings or focus, came in razor sharp, so it's actually the case that his movie...
That's what these guys scratching on open reel.
Wow, no.
It's open reel.
Send it to me.
His movie is a blurry video.
That's a nightmare.
And he has only looked at it on the little screen.
Yeah.
He's not used to seeing it blown up. But he's berating Chicken for that.
You're scratching reel-to-reel tape there.
He's used to seeing something blown up because... He's shown that thing at the Castro, because it's the guy I'm thinking of.
No, this is a different man.
Hello, them Dobbs. There.
A bothery little man. Well, I'm glad he's not showing it.
He is showing it. He's not showing it there. The showing place has changed, and now it's much harder for me to get to.
This is incredible. This information you're sharing is just so...
Okay, Paolo, I'm going to show you this, but it can't go on the air. This is one of the ones I was trying to send to you earlier.
Oh, ye of little faith.
It's great. I love this kind of stuff. Like bad fake ass.
Is it just like a mini mall?
I was looking at mini mall. Yeah, it's sort of like it's a parody of that kind of. You know, it's a parody of. I love high pressure fake car ads. Unplayable on KPFA 94.1.
It got too many cuss words in it.
Yeah, it's totally insane.
So bad, I can't even imagine it.
What is bad?
Bad to the boner.
Uh-oh.
It's just bad to the boner.
The presence of inherent evil.
Let's see, there we go.
Here we go. The neck is coming out of the movie.
Yeah, that's a magic.
Walt Disney production.
Here comes
it's always magic show at 4:26 in the morning. Oh, okay, cool. That's pretty funny. Well, of course, it had to happen.
I got a breath with wings.
That's right, what everybody wants now. Now that you can't find that old equipment anymore.
Oh, and Francine Dancer.
Old equipment.
Yeah.
This is sort of, in effect, the wife of... Oh, I should play, I'll play this one.
But
this
I've been
it
told,
may be
but
old equipment,
this,
but
you
it
should
still
look for Francine Dancer
somewhat.
On YouTube. A little treasure, a little known treasure.
Now we have to watch more YouTube.
More YouTube. Damn it.
No, let's not
sort of
watch YouTube.
Like,
this is
Janers,
people get tired of us watching YouTube on the radio.
Geniuses?
That's
I'm
okay.
Just trying to imagine what.
You act like the show is for someone else.
Bad.
You're trying to imagine. She's like Phasma Bobcat.
No, I just herself. Want our audience to know that we are actually watching
imagine
YouTube.
Imagine what the show would look like.
No one else at this
if
is
people
YouTube.
Were listening to it on YouTube.
The show
well,
is me.
Two-headed swans with boobies and Lita kissing.
Yep, exactly. You see what you want to see.
Okay.
Yeah, I see the show doing show.
What do you see? What do you see? What do you see? What do I see? I can't see. I closed my eyes.
Well, we're
now
seeing
it's
the
dark.
Wonderful expanded world of YouTube. With all its fantastic diversions.
So many things to do. Okay, so, here in the future.
The delay freaks me out to hear it.
I bet. It's like 13 seconds or so.
Adding on to
she said it's like a minute on the internet.
Oh, wow. That's insane. So Chimp Stop has to... It's farther away for him.
I was going to go to Chimp Stop, but at the last moment, we canceled.
That's like Doc Stock with a new face.
Chick Stock?
A new
is
face.
It a bunch of chicks?
Yeah. No, chimp stuff.
Chimps? Oh, a bunch of...
Actually, in that...
Yeah, I hope they don't bite your face off. Yes, exactly.
Uh-oh, that's why.
That's why they're so mean. Oh, that's why we don't regularly endorse chimp stuff.
Really?
Why is that?
Because there's chimp theft?
Well, there's, you know, when the chimps are down, there's nobody you'd rather have on your side, but...
I'm trying to listen for the echo at the other end there.
I can hear the echo on her, yeah.
Echo.
Can you hear what
I'm trying to guesstimate where it is in the past.
Blue noses on the Federal Culture Control, the dangerous effects of this degenerate music. My name is Admiral Balsley of the J-Men.
Here's a cup of your mother's milk.
I'm turning it up, so hold on to your pants.
What'll they think of next?
It's the best, folks.
Now, watch that flash from my mother's milk.
The very breast of Aunt Bertha.
It was, and I was looking at the pit. And trying to...
Oh, really? You're still working on that?
Just a little bit.
Do you have any of it posted yet?
No, but I'm about to, because I'm really... Now we're about to test the limits of conspiracy here. I also have some Kill Them cinema. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with WMG. I'm amazed how many videos have WMG removal notices lately.
I don't think you're happy enough.
But who cares about that thing? It's not like you're going after Steven Spiegelberger.
It's like they removed that David Kapoor, the one I just put up, they pulled down because it has that song by Ozzy and the guys from the 70s. The famous,
Black
famous,
Sabbath.
Famous, Black Sabbath, I'm sorry. Yeah.
They're doing Iron Man or Paranoid.
Something like
or
Paranoid, I think. Yeah, and David Kapoor does it, you know. So I put it up and then it was immediately gone because YouTube just automatically takes away bad WMG stuff. That's the way.
Truly is an amazing sight. Victoria Falls here in Zambia. And it's incredible.
Yeah, that's truly an amazing sight.
It is.
Have you been there?
Where?
Victoria Falls.
Victoria Falls in Zambia.
It's rock and roll you right on down the hill. Yeah.
By a lack of access to decent drinking water, to poor hygiene, to bad sanitation.
That was funny. You had a thing where you said, you were asked on your show, what were the last words of Machine Gun Kelly?
And, yes, which I knew nothing about.
Right, but you did great with the question. I thought it was funny because when you said that, Machine Gun Kelly is a Chicago radio personality. So, and this guy. So
well, there was
thinking,
a guy, you know.
He was in jail. He's the guy who does that great voice. Talk
to him. He says something about his mom. The last words of Machine Gun Kelly has something to do with his mom.
I can't even remember. How did he get killed in a house?
Well,
surrounded by lawmen.
By G-Men. And that happened tonight also. The 1920s speakeasy was busted by cops coming in with guns and pinching the place and so on. All of that.
Very cool.
And they were playing the right type of music. Music too, and just the women especially, they love that 1920s.
Yeah,
look.
Yeah, nice. Well, I'm sure they taped a lot, and they'll have all those.
Scott Biel was there, I'm sure. There's something that's going to pop up on his site.
Excellent.
I'm going to collar you for a very special purpose. You see this teeny tiny little invention of mine? I call it a transistor radio. A transistor, mister, can you dig it out?
Shockley and all.
George Machine Gun Kelly.
That really upsets me and horrifies me. It's the false Michael Pepys.
Hey, did you hear about that?
Where's this guy from? What's his story?
Did you hear about us talking about that?
Yeah,
it's the Billy Martini Show. They have a false Michael Pepe, and if Kales McBobcat is still on the line, she can tell you.
Good Lord.
About
you mean this is something that really happened?
Yeah, I've got pictures
of
it.
I'm afraid so.
He looks like you, man, with your with a sleeveless shirt on, and your
he's stealing
your hair
glory.
Is gray, and your and you've got your Fu Manchu mustache.
Oh my God!
He's got your same image, man. He saw you one time at the must have seen you.
Seriously?
Yeah.
And his name is Billy Martinez.
Billy Martini.
I'd sue.
What does he do?
He has a show. I like
a show,
a,
man.
He has a whole show at Toots Tavern last week at,
with burlesque-y dancers.
Oh my
with
God!
Burlesque-y dancers and.
Good Lord! You know that's just
drinking an audience that was drinking liquor and alcohol and booze and stuff.
Well, you know, there's nothing you know is better with alcohol than Michael Pepe. So you know, I guess, but you know that's and so
and I drank a martini.
Where's Tuttle's? Is he just at that Tuttle's place, or does he perform elsewhere?
I don't know. I'll have to find out for you, because I sure like for you to be able to see him.
That's amazing. But you got pictures? You mean my video?
We have extensive dossiers.
Oh, my God. Are you going to put it up on YouTube?
Well, eventually, but there's a queue.
A queue? Oh, a queue, yes, of course. Because there's many things that must have to go up.
Oh, no, I mean, he meant there are so many Michael Pepe impersonators now that
good
there's
Lord,
a queue just to see.
They have
that
to be
guy.
Queued, yeah. Come on, yes.
It's a whole generation.
Yeah, a whole generation grew up watching this guy and being influenced.
But do they even understand Michael Pepe, what Michael Pepe is? They, you know, they're just, they don't really possess the,
no.
I mean, charm, compared to those warmth. Of us who have been there.
So like
right. Yeah, I was at Michael Pepe when he was hooked off stage by the evil Bishop Joey.
That's right, and I punched him in the stomach.
Yeah, I have all
oh,
that on video.
Have that?
I have Michael video Pepe, of Michael Pepe backstage talking to Nazis.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That
associating
happened?
With members of the Waffen SS.
Yeah.
Who then gave speeches that night at this leftist liberal.
Yes, they did, and and I remember the getting up there and Ed saying, look, a Nazi. Nazi. Boo.
Oh my God.
So I have a question. What was the supposed answer to the last thing? That's kind of a... you know, George Machine Gun Kelly was not famous for what he said last, but he was very famous for what he said when he got arrested.
Well, the one thing he was very famous for is talking. He was he's the guy
not
that does the real
that's
sexy
a different
voice.
One.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
This is the George Machine Gun Kelly from 1933 bank robbers.
That is quite correct.
It's Alcatraz.
And he died, he didn't die from a gun shootout. He went to Alcatraz.
Yes. He went to Alcatraz.
And then he came out and then...
No, you only leave Alcatraz feet first.
Yeah.
But he, he was famous for when he got arrested, he said...
The final words of...
He said, don't shoot, G-Man, don't shoot.
No,
and so the word G-Man was coined at that time.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
G-Man?
Yeah, he was supposedly the one who is attributed with coining the term... Are bringing the term G-Man into common
parlance. I'll have to look this up, you know.
But then there was Arthur Flagenheimer, a.k.a. Dutch Schultz, and his famous last words are part of a...
Well, no, Dutch Schultz's famous last words.
Yeah, he had famous last words.
But,
he just didn't use them.
Because
he was that kind of guy.
Last words. I mean, you know, what about the ones in between, you know?
What about...
But,
the words what about Jimmy Cagney's famous last words when he's up on top of that building?
Oh, yeah.
And the building is on fire.
In the motion picture White Heat, and it's an oil storage tank, and it's about to go up.
Of course, everything's gas exploding.
And he says something like, look at me now, Mom, top of the world.
I'm on top of the world.
Well, he revered his mother, and when she died, it made Cody Jarrett go
bugs completely
house.
Bug house, right.
Check us out and down. Excuse me so much for confirm. Interval coming through.
So Cody George Jarrett. And Catherine Kelly were both actually put in jail for the same crime. It was kidnapping. They tried to kidnap someone. He was able to record everything.
Yeah, the Lindbergh baby ruins a kidnapping racket.
Yeah, that Lindbergh baby.
No power wins crosswinds.
I heard the Lindbergh baby grew up to be Jimmy Hoffa. Just when he thought he could, like, say that, then he disappeared again.
Well, Michael Pepe, I don't know what you're going to do about your doppelganger.
Yeah, what are you going to do about that?
I don't know. That sounds so bizarre. I'd have to really...
I think you should confront him.
I think you should. I think you should confront him one night and say, man, you're stealing my gig.
Who am I? I'm your worst enemy. I'm your worst
nightmare. Yeah, and of course, I'll tape it and put it on YouTube.
Tell him this. Tell him, I'm your good self.
Maybe I should, like, wait until he becomes famous and then do it.
Maybe you could do a thing like the rock star, you know,
he's
where
he's already got a show.
He's already got a show, man. He's already
do a thing like the rock star where that Michael Pepe is tired of being Michael Pepe and he sees Michael Pepe in the audience.
Yeah.
And pulls him up on stage and then walks away from being Michael Pepe.
And so, you take over the gig, man.
And then that means you would have to hand it to some other younger Michael Pepe.
Hey, but he has some burlesque dancers. He has a really good guitarist.
He does a better Michael Pepe then.
What? Wait, does he have pro wrestling?
What's that? Cal's
pro wrestling? Yeah, he's got a pro wrestling team.
Girl wrestling.
Yeah, no, no, he doesn't have that. See, that's the way you can fight back. Right, because that's going to be uncut on Vimeo someday.
He's got Michael Pepe's all girls wrestling.
Bobcat.
She's not saying anything.
You know, she's saying something, but you can't hear it.
When he does he call himself Michael Pepe?
No.
No, not at all. Well, that's not necessary, and nobody would do that.
He doesn't want to steal your gig. He just wants to steal your look.
Michael Pepe dance. Come on, everybody, let's do the Michael Pepe dance. Yeah.
There was a guy in the audience that was doing the Michael Pepe dance, unbeknownst to him.
Which audience do you refer to?
At the Billy Martini show, there was a guy who looked like... Billy Martini looked like Michael Pepe. And there was a guy in the audience that danced like a blithering idiot, which is a lot like...
Oh, man.
What people do
when...
The best dance I've ever seen. I'm
You have to wear a vest when you dance like he does, because you got to lift your vest with your thumbs up.
Yeah, you thought he was mentally challenged. Yes.
No, I liked him. I really thought he was a genius.
It must be him, then. Maybe I'm not me.
I thought he should run for a public office. He had that kind of that.
I'm having an identity crisis.
He had charisma.
He should have been a politician.
I'm myself now. My whole self is disappearing. It's an identity crisis. You know,
bat that sits at close of ear.
Well, maybe you're
has
me.
Left the brain that won't believe.
Does he have a Kentucky waterfall? Hello? Does he have a Portuguese
water dog.
Marcus, you're outbound now?
All right,
we're talking to Pepe now. We're going to see if we can...
Yeah, this is great stuff we're getting.
Kelly Dotak, Leavenworth Bridge.
Leavenworth, Kansas.
At age 59.
And he babbled a green field. No mother.
And they called him Pop Gun Kelly in prison because he was such a model prisoner that he totally belied the image that his wife...
Oh, where's that? Prisoner going to get a machine gun. You've got to change
him. He was a wimp, actually. She made him a star. He's one of the great publicist gangsters. His wife, pushed him.
Pushkin? He knew Pushkin?
No, this is not... The most important thing is... It was in the
that's
news
Pushkin?
Today in Southern California. A man they're calling Unibrow has been robbing gas stations
somebody,
and banks.
Did you send me that? Somebody sent me that. Yeah.
It's a good
thing they can't use criminal brow recognition software.
Right.
Yeah,
they're going to start profiling people here pretty soon.
Have you bad.
No.
They're going to profile you. If you have one eyebrow, you're going to get stopped.
Yeah, no question.
That's it? You just get stopped?
You're going to get stopped and harassed and probably anally probed.
It's a criminal race.
Even if they like it?
With an electronic cattle prod.
Gangster brows. Gangster unibrows.
Yeah.
Gangster Frankenstein robot.
Not because they need to, but just because they want to.
And I'm going
to
tape it and put it on YouTube.
This
is what the cops do to me.
Unibrow, me.
That's probably the arsonist that set that big fire.
Probably is, that burned down Big Bear Lake.
He's the guy that burned down half of Santa Clarita Valley.
Most fascist big...
All those houses.
All the houses. Dudes.
it's frightening. You know, people should be shaved in their between their eyes.
They should be. Whatever. There should be a law. I think there should be a law that people.
As long as it doesn't
at what
stop
age
there.
Is this happening?
I heard they're going to make in 2010 they're going to outlaw black cars in California too. Did you hear that?
Well,
black cars will be against the law.
Why?
Because they cause global warming. Didn't you know that? They cause global warming. One of the causes of global warming is the black car. It's Henry Ford's fault.
What about the president? What about Schwarzenegger?
Beautiful world.
They'll drive their cars at night. And if government gets exemptions, they don't have to follow the same laws that we normal people do.
STOV, non-STOV.
It doesn't matter what color your car is if you're a government employee because they get an exemption.
Right, yeah, because their cars have to be black. Yeah.
Ours have to be white or any other color but black.
Yeah.
If they're black, you get a fine, a global warming fine.
Yeah. It's like
I read that. Believe it or not, I read that.
It's an automotive race crime. Well, how about this? There's also a girl, a 14-year-old girl today, was charged with exploiting herself. Because the Center for Missing and Exploited Children told the government that she was selling child porn pictures of herself on the internet. And so she's been arrested. And if she gets convicted, she will have to register as a sex offender.
Oh, right.
So,
right,
are they going to try her as an adult for selling child porn?
No, it's an aggressive district attorney who is looking at these shots that kids send back and forth and saying, this has to be stopped, and I'll use child porn laws to do it. And the parents and other folks going, wait a minute. This is a new language, and old guys freaking out on it. Yes, it's something maybe that needs to be talked about, but you don't go shooting down the little kids.
More laws. We always need more laws.
And we do need more laws. I like the black car
thing. Yeah, more laws.
We like to have laws that leave no choice undecided.
Exactly. Should I step on this rock? Let me check this.
Understood.
Rock stepping handbook of California, volume 12.
An average of 1,000 laws is passed every year in the state of California.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger said it was remarkable that last year only 700 odd laws were passed.
Wow.
But still, you know, each one just ties you up further, and essentially they just give the police the discretionary power to do anything they want with you, since they could enforce any of a number of laws that are on the books, but choose not to as long as you're in their good graces.
Every law is an abrogation of true liberty.
Except for natural law. Even that, of course, limits us. Natural law limits us from.
But it limits
our
us in an agreeable, defined
way.
Law
against anything that limits me.
But this isn't how a respectable news team acts.
Yeah.
The hard-hitting news team.
Yeah. No.
This isn't how we deliver the facts, the weather, the things that
the headlines, the rumors.
People in Northern California need to know when they're getting ready for work.
And the findings.
The traffic info.
News gathering agencies.
When a bug flies in your mouth, you flip out too.
Did you see that one?
The bug flies, the horse flies, the cow flies, and as the crow flies.
Isn't that what Brando said during the outtakes of Apocalypse Now? There's fly in my mouth.
He had an opinion.
He stops all of a sudden. It's beautiful.
A fly in his mouth?
Yeah.
Well, that makes.
He's trying to be Colonel Kurtz in Apocalypse Now.
Oh yes, that's right. Yes. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I think it's really brave of you to try to get off the fake Michael Pepe subject.
That's just
how you are. You're a magnanimous person.
Did you know Orson Welles wrote a novel of Mr. Arkadine?
Uh-huh.
He was an author, as well as the author of the screenplay and the movie based on the novel. And I found out that Marlon Brando wrote a novel.
Really?
I don't know if you read it. It's called Fantan.
Oh, yeah.
You have heard of Fantan.
Isn't it? No. I think I have heard.
Under the tree shot?
Fan-tan. Yeah. F-A-N-T-A-N.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not real.
Well, I'm telling you, man. You know now because I told you so. You didn't know before, but now I told you, you know.
Like college humor guys.
Maybe that's the name.
And then there are a bunch of...
yes, it was about a sort of an island tropical setup, you know. Women wearing sarongs, and there's nothing wrong with that. All right, you're down, boy. Calm yourself, please, please.
We all chip in and buy it.
Yes, that's right, we will, because we are a community who acts for the common good.
That's right, a kind of a subgenius film festival area conservatory.
Yes,
hey, speaking of which, we've almost got the local subgenius film festival area completely fixed and ready to go for the inaugural local subgenius film festival
in the Conservatory
night.
Of Flowers.
When is that going to be?
Or maybe the Botanical Garden, the outdoor botanical garden. They have some sort of miniature railway train set up, which you can go and see now. But unfortunately, they're also talking about starting to charge $5 for just going in there.
And going where? Oh,
the Botanical Garden.
You're absolutely right. Right, the Hall of Flowers.
You'll have to spend dough to go in anything.
Well,
even if it's to hover quivering under a bridge.
Our wonderful new
you will be charged by the federal government.
Admission.
That's all right now, young fella. Calm down.
I know.
What I'm telling you is for your own good.
It's heartbreaking to have to pay $24 for the new science museum.
And just try to go to a movie. Yeah, the science museum. What a terrible disappointment.
I know. I haven't got to go. Have you gone?
Yes, I have.
Oh, it's disappointing.
What is?
I shouldn't have said.
You know, what do you call the new...
It costs five times more than it used to, but they have hidden their great collections, many of them, and they're not on display. Instead, what's on display is stuff about how you should use a low-flow toilet tank.
Oh, good Lord.
And
you gotta save water.
You have to line up forever and ever to walk into the nature rainforest preserve.
No, you just have to save water.
But my own
hogs
belief,
like me.
And this could be incorrect, from what I saw there, is that they're having trouble maintaining the eco-bubble of the rainforest preserve, and I think anyone can control them. You can't keep those biospheres going. No one's been able to.
And one of the little secrets of all that is that the biospheres are growing at a phenomenal rate, and the green community is having a hard time with that because all of that yak about saving Brazil doesn't matter. The stuff's growing like crazy in other parts of the world. Yeah, it all adjusts itself.
You talk about trees.
The humus can tinker here and there, but
the roof garden is okay.
If the world wants to snuff,
but that's not what it's about. It's about you giving somebody money for their cause. That's what it's about.
Well, it's about.
On the other hand, they've got a blue whale skeleton hanging from the ceiling, which is magnificent to see.
I have one of those in my backyard.
You know, but everybody,
the full skeleton.
Blue whale.
There wouldn't have been room for it.
It's a little tiny.
This is an enormous skeleton, the largest skeleton of its kind that I believe has ever been exhibited. And, of course, why not? You can hang anything from the ceiling. It doesn't get in the way.
Hey, can I ask about the negatives tomorrow?
Okay.
Negatives? Well, I can't really afford to pay for them. My money, it's in the other pocket.
Well, life is like an extended period of time in which other people will try to separate you from your hard-earned cash.
I would, you understand, but I've got a pie in the oven. That is to say, and these nose bleeds keep me on my back. Otherwise, I'd be perfectly happy to help you, but at the moment, it's just not possible. I'm sorry. I really have to say at
that
this time.
That authenticates everything.
Well, don't give up hope. After all, you're doing good work. It's just that I personally am not going to be able to support
deals.
You at this time.
And after that, there'll only be 4 days left for the mega deals.
But my good wishes go with you. as you fight the good fight on behalf of me and everyone else.
And fight the mediocre fight.
By the way, Al, you know,
and fight the almost sort of not worth it fight.
The new host for your new show.
That's right, man. Yeah. I want you to be one of those rotating chickens on a rotisserie.
I don't know if I can be a chicken, but I can be an interlocutor, you know, do
well, what you... he does a monologue. You would also do the monologue. He reads the questions to me. You would do that. And so it would be good, I think.
I didn't know he did a monologue.
Yes, at the beginning. There's a whole lot of stuff that happens before I ever get on stage.
Right.
And one of them is this monologue.
Yeah.
But, you know, that surely must make it more appealing as a possible venue.
It sounds like fun, and
yeah,
I hope
sounds
you
like
get
fun.
A crowd in there.
And you know who else is another one that we're grooming for stardom? Philo Drummond.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. So,
Philo, yeah.
It's a whole can
We're going to get a stable of stars such as the world has never seen. A galaxy of entertainers who will dazzle you with their stage works and savvy. Get in line now.
A bevy of beautiful vixens who accompany their every move.
Well, we won't have that, but we do have that at my rock and roll show that is upcoming, but not at the nightclub act, I'm afraid. But there are many beautiful vixens in the audience, which is to say, red foxes running around and around with leaving their scent behind.
Of course, I'll have my...
And we've got Dammit the Wonder Dog.
There.
Still living after all these years, wobbling though. What was that, Michael Pepe? You're fading away into the white noise.
Well, I'll call you tomorrow. I'll call you to hear that.
Yes, I hear that, and I will receive your call with interest and enthusiasm.
What are you going to call him?
Obviously, he's interested in my course in success in sex and real estate. And I can start putting him through the first 12 introductory chapters.
All in one day, right?
It is necessary to
jam that in one.
Some human inhibition, which is simply an artifact of an obsolete upbringing in the preceding century.
Now, I noticed that for some of your course attendees...
Oh, you saw the brochure?
The course is drawn out over a much longer period of time than it is.
Well, Rome wasn't burned in a day.
It's
and
a
you know,
matriculation.
And well, you do have to be matriculated.
Don't you
have
to pay by the hour,
but
Dr. Howe?
The Coalition of the Willing will take care of all the ancillary expenses. We only ask for you to pay what you can afford of your life savings.
What you can afford to pay. Because after all, it is.
But no one turned away for lack
share.
Of funds. Only turned down.
But part of your fair share does include a portion of Dr. Howell's fair share.
Abortion on demand of my fair share
is
not going
to
be a part of our program. No, I'm afraid we've advanced. And we're now at a point where we can honestly say we're beyond all that.
You've got to liberate that fair share from the tight-fisted, tyrannical rule of your ever-present...
Look at me. I'm a tight-fisted, tight-fisted Tyrannosaurus of tyrannical rule in
thank
business
you, thank
practices.
You. Everybody, please calm down. We can't take this kind of adulation.
With these tiny forearms, I cannot operate a fax machine or even make an ordinary telephone call.
You can't even make a cup of coffee for yourself.
But executive strategies, now as in the Mesozoic, cause predatory lending practices to evaporate virtually overnight.
1841 Warren.
Now money's free and easy again. Hey, did you get your bailout, Dr. Howe?
Well, I got it out, but then I forgot
I got
where
my
I put
bailout.
It.
Did you get your bailout?
I decided I was going to bail on the entire idea, actually. I decided I'd put my money in flexible liquidity, like melting cheese, or a Ponzi scheme to bridge that pond at last. With the bridge to the 22nd century and the dental work provided by Medi-Cal. in the state of California.
And I want to be like the middleman there.
Of course, government can't do everything. But
I simply want a little bit of each transaction.
Scratch its head, chew gum, whistle, and walk at the same time.
And pat your belly.
For Goofball Radio, this is Ralph Fielding's
smell. Rub your belly.
Ralph
Fielding's smell. Yeah. Well, the show is
what's
coming
the matter,
to an end.
Philo? Something
there's just so much goes on in the city. No, it's just
I see. You
including the false Michael Pepe.
Would you like
we'll
to share
to
it with all
down.
Of us? Why don't you come up here and show
It'd
us
be
what's
great
on
to have him.
I'll tell you what. It's a secret I've been
Michael
saving.
Michael Pepe go to the show.
I've been saving this
and
secret
swim over
the bitter
to the
end. I want to share it with all of you folks in Northern California and all around the world. And the biggest thing I've got to share with you tonight is this secret about the special, and I'm going to tell you in this secret because I can't wait any longer.
Well, if you tell, it won't be a secret, will it?
I can't hold out.
If it's something you tell, it is no longer a secret, and that is just plain logic. Out with it, man.
Secret is a secret.
Philo found himself overcome by awe as he stood on the brink of a great revelation.
As am I by this show, overcome by shock and awe. The fact that the show is really a nature, not of man, but of the supernatural. The show is produced.
Time is 5 o'clock, and you tune to KPFH, KPFB Berkeley, KFCF Fresno, and KZFR Chico. Online at kpfa.org. My name's Eddie Pei, and I'll be with you till the news headlines.
Não há de me ver chorar. Flechas sorrateiras, cheias de veneno, querem atingir o meu coração. Mas o meu amor sempre tão sereno serve de escudo pra qualquer ingratidão. Galo cantou, galo cantou. Sorrateiras cheias de veneno querem atingir o meu
coração. Mas o meu amor sempre está um sereno. Serve de escudo pra qualquer gratidão. Galo cantou, galo cantou às quatro da manhã. Céu azulou na linha do mar. Vou-me embora desse mundo de ilusão. Quem me vê sorrir, não há de me ver chorar. Vou-me embora desse mundo de ilusão. Quem me vê sorrir, não há de me ver chorar.
Clementina de Jesus singing Paulina de Viola's Na Linha do Mar. She started her singing career pretty late in life. She worked as a domestic. I think she didn't start recording until she was discovered back in 63. She was born February 7th, 1901, and she passed away July of 87. Clementina de Jesus. Here's Teresa Cristina with another Paulina da Viola's number called Corazón Leviano.
Da felicidade.